Now news relating to a proposed development as the Anglia Square revamp continues. A block of offices is to be turned into homes and a dancing school relocates after 70 years.
A dancing school that has been teaching youngsters for more than 70 years is being forced to relocate. Guildhall School of Dancing has submitted plans to Norwich City Council to transform a unit on the Guardian Road industrial estate into a school for ballet, modern and tap dance, as its existing lease will not be reissued. The school was founded by Beryl Manthorpe in 1941 in St Giles Street near Guildhall Hill. In 1955, the studio moved to Newmarket Road, where it has been ever since. Now, Ms Manthorpe, 97, is selling the studio after passing the school on to former pupil and teacher Francesca Waite. The application says that the school teaches children from the ages of 3 up to 18, with classes taking place from 3 p.m. until 9 p.m. The proposed unit has been unused for the last 2 years, and the school hopes to create 3 studios, changing rooms and toilets.
The fate of the multi-million pound revamp of Norwich's Anglia Square remains in the balance, with the government still mulling over whether to have the final say on it. The £271 million scheme received Norwich City Council's stamp of approval earlier this month, with planning committee members backing it by 7 votes to 5. However, this decision could be overturned if the Secretary of State were to conclude that it was a wrong call. National body Historic England has urged the government to call in the decision, which could trigger a planning inquiry and lead to Community Secretary James Brokenshire making the final decision on the revamp's future. However, a spokesman for the Ministry of Housing, Communities and Local Government has today confirmed that no decision has been made on this. The spokesman said, "We have received a request to call in the planning application at Anglia Square, which the Secretary of State is currently considering."
Plans have been lodged for a £1.1 million scheme, which would see a block of offices in Norwich turned into 7 council homes. Norwich Regeneration Company, which is owned by Norwich City Council, has applied to City Hall to turn the former Catton Area Housing Office in Bullard Road into the homes. If the scheme gets planning permission, it would see the offices turned into 5 four-bedroomed houses and a two-bedroomed house. A separate two-bedroomed bungalow would also be built on the site, specifically for people with disabilities. The council says the Bullard Road neighbourhood office is no longer needed for office space, with council employees who work there switching to City Hall. The authority previously agreed to allocate £1.1 million for the project, with council leaders saying they were having to look at converting existing buildings because of such high demand for homes in the city.
Norfolk's Community Healthcare is applauding the fact that over 1,500 members of staff have been vaccinated against the flu after its most successful vaccination drive to date. A total of 1,573 members of staff from Norfolk Community Health and Care, or NCHC, which represents 75% of the workforce, have now had the vaccination, which will help to reduce their risk of catching flu, as well as spreading it to those around them, including their colleagues, local patients and their families. Beth Kimber, NCHC's Head of Infection Prevention and Control, said, "We've had our best response this year, with many staff having the vaccination for the very first time. Nurses form the largest body of staff within the NHS, and as such can make the biggest impact in preventing the spread of flu, and by having the jab, it helps to provide high-quality, compassionate care to our patients."
The public will have the chance to put questions to Norfolk's Chief Constable and Police and Crime Commissioner, PCC, next month. PCC Lorne Green will host the event at the Forum in Norwich on Wednesday, January the 9th, to give people the opportunity to share views, issues or concerns about crime and policing in their area. The event is part of the Commissioner's ongoing pledge to give the public access to the county's senior officers. Mr Green said, "The Norfolk public really bought into the Q&A events in 2018, and I hope the sessions prove to be equally successful in 2019. I'm very much looking forward to hearing people's views. I hope local residents will welcome the opportunity to raise any issues or concerns they may have face-to-face with myself and the Chief Constable. The Q&A event will be held on January the 9th at 6 p.m. in the Forum in Norwich.
Norwich drivers could face 3 weeks of disruption on the roads as a £25,000 scheme to fix a new Ring Road roundabout begins. From Tuesday, January the 8th, the project to fix the Dereham Road, Sweetbriar Road roundabout will start. The initial £1.6 million work to make it bigger and wider started in September 2017 and was completed in the summer last year. While highway chiefs say the changes have sped up traffic, they say lorry trailers running over a section of angled kerb has left it in need of repairs. Meanwhile, the next phase of a major overhaul to how traffic uses the area around Prince of Wales Road will also begin on Monday. The total project will cost £2.75 million and will include a string of changes in the area, including the completed closure of King Street to traffic. 4 months of work will soon start, but transport bosses say it should not cause significant delays. The latest phase will centre on Rose Lane and Cattle Market Street, and there will be a 7-week closure of St Vidas Street.